Good morning and welcome back, folks. It's Wednesday, November 11th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm back with another episode of the 5-Minute Drill. Today, I'm going to cover everything from updates in the job market, M&A, expansion in the beauty industry, and more in less time than it'll take to brew your coffee. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and get started. Well, there's no question that the pandemic has crippled the transportation industry this year. With people afraid of riding on planes, trains, and everything in between, companies like Uber have really struggled. Lyft is no different, but luckily their Q3 reports show a change in customer behavior, with more and more people using rideshare apps once again. Lyft managed to make $500 million in revenue this past quarter, which, while sounds impressive, is almost half of what it was last year. At the same time, though, revenue is up 47% over the past 3 months, which is encouraging for the company and its investors. The ride-sharing giant also took strategic decisions to help cut costs, which includes reducing their workforce by 17%. As a result, the company's quarterly net loss was $460 million, which is actually $3 million lower than last year. Now, something to keep in mind is that Lyft is somewhat at a disadvantage since they don't have a food delivery branch like Uber Eats, but moving forward, they could focus on more partnership opportunities to boost sales. An example of this would include cosmetics company Ulta Beauty, which just announced its plan to partner with Target and bring their shops to 100 different Target locations starting in 2021. Essentially, Target will set aside a 1,000-square-foot retail section for Ulta inside their stores. The beauty products will also benefit from Target's online services, and customers can order same-day delivery as well as drive-up and in-store pickups. While this plan is ultimately meant to attract more business, some analysts do believe that it could hurt Ulta's sales at their own locations. Regardless, investors are excited as shares for the company increased 7.4% after the announcement. Now for our third story today, if you've ever used Spotify, you've probably heard this ad before.
Want a break from the ads? If you tap now to watch a short video, you'll receive 30 minutes of ad-free music.
Well, the company's persistent advertisement strategies are so well known that they become what is often referred to as a meme, but Spotify has no plan of stopping anytime soon thanks to their recent acquisition. The streaming giant announced yesterday that they're purchasing the podcast advertisement firm known as Megaphone for $235 million. Spotify plans on expanding their, quote, streaming ad insertion tool to Megaphone's portfolio of over 5,000 podcasts, which is the first time the tool will be available to shows that aren't Spotify exclusives. Now, as expected, the long-term goal of this acquisition is to allow advertisers to increase their reach of listeners on Spotify. Now to switch gears to our next story, if you had to think about places with very strict dress codes, you might think of the military, the Navy, and maybe even a rigorous boarding school. It turns out one of the most notorious dress codes comes from UPS, who is known for its military-like rules on how delivery drivers have to present themselves, but recently they've had somewhat of a change of heart. According to the Wall Street Journal, the company will be removing their ban on facial hair while allowing hairstyles like afros and braids. The company will also eliminate gender-specific rules in an attempt to, quote, celebrate diversity rather than corporate restrictions. It is worth noting, however, these decisions come after UPS hired their first ever female CEO, Carol Tomei, earlier this year. As for our last story this morning, despite the lack of stimulus while the country faces its seventh consecutive day of 100,000 COVID infections nationwide, the job market is thankfully returning to pre-pandemic levels. For the month of November, there were 10.8 million new job listings, which is slightly lower than the number of listings available back in February. Some economists are saying that these strong numbers suggest a move towards recovery, but we may see little change to the relatively high unemployment rate. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Thursday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.